You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
What?
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
An unbelievable weekend of sport has just passed by, and it really focused on Saturday, where my arse did not leave the couch from 2 o'clock until around 10 o'clock. Cameron Hill, I don't know whether you had the luxury of sitting on a couch watching it or not, but what a day of rugby.
Yeah, that Wales-Italy game was great, wasn't it?
May have switched off and watched a bit of soccer in the middle, yeah. But of all the games in the Six Nations, you know, the Ireland-Scotland game could have gone either way. But I'll come back to that. It was this England-Wales game with the most unusual thing of Ireland cheering on England.
Yeah.
And it coming down to the wire, Pollock making a bags of it at the last minute. It had everything. It really had everything.
It was brilliant. It was such a... It's the greatest Super Saturday I can remember for quite some time. 2015 is up there because we end up winning the title in the end. But, it was seat-your-pants stuff. I really thought going into today, France are going to win this by like a canter. Like England are just not at it. And England really turned up. And it was a brilliant occasion. There were horses on the pitch before the game at the Stade de France.
They were supposed to be there. There wasn't an incursion.
Somehow breached the Stade de France perimeter. But Gerry Thornley was making the point that it's so fitting that after 6 weeks of highs and lows and a roller coaster of emotion for everybody, that it came down to quite literally the last kick of the game to decide the entire title. And France are probably deserved winners. I think they had their blip in Murrayfield. England really turned up. I think if Ireland had won it, it would have felt just a bit cheap given how things had gone on the opening Thursday in the Stade de France against France. But I think we were talking about it before the weekend. Luke Fitzgerald and Chris Patterson were on News Talk Breakfast, and Luke Fitzgerald made the point that like the England and France performances, the big win for Ireland in Twickenham, and the France defeat felt like freak results, and really we'd have to measure how this Six Nations went based on the Scotland game, which if you're going to do so has been pretty successful, you'd have to say.
Yeah, and also let's not forget Italy beating England. That was another one that will long live in the memory. But we can't overlook the fact that we were the Triple Crown winners, which almost got washed away in the excitement of the evening. We haven't won that many of them. Most of the ones we've won have been in recent years. My father's generation, I remember when they won in the 80s, I don't think I ever saw my father as happy because it was just such a difficult thing to do. And Ireland, after the blip of the France game, got their mojo back.
And it really came to the fore, and everything that had been building towards, it had all been building towards Saturday, and the questions around Andy Farrell and his selection and whether he's relying on the tried and tested and not blooding new players. We saw plenty of those with Rob Balakoon and Tommy O'Brien.
He was laughing at the fact that he was described as a newcomer at 28, but what a brilliant season he had.
Yeah, fellow newcomer at 33, Stuart McCloskey as well. Just incredible performances from a number of different players. Tyke Furlong had his best game, and I think forever, against Scotland. There have been questions around him, and maybe had he been over the hill, he certainly proved the doubters wrong. I thought Jack Crowley had a great game on Saturday. It's the best I've seen him in an Ireland jersey. The pressure he was under coming into the championship and the to and fro between Sam Prendergast and whether he'd ever get a shot again. And
can we not do that again next time? Because we've got two lads who are capable of doing
it.
And can we not go back to the logic that we had when we also had two lads capable of doing it, that if one got injured, we had the other one in reserve and it didn't matter who was top of the pile at that moment?
Absolutely. And I think you could see it's like if he handed it to a screenwriter, I think it'd come across as Jack Crowley propaganda of the highest degree, that he came on in 55 minutes against Italy and Ireland never really looked back in the campaign from then on. It just seemed too good to be true. But there was an injection of just a confidence when he came on. And that's no disrespect to Sam Prendergast, who will get his chance again. But I just feel there was an assuredness about him. He really took on the mantle of, okay, this is my team now. I need to grab this by the scruff of the neck. And he did that. And he played Finn Russell off the park on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which is no mean feat. Finn Russell has been the form 10 in world rugby for quite some time and didn't have that bad a game either. Like, that's the thing. Scotland were actually okay and pretty good on Saturday, but it's a triple crown. You were just pipped at the title. I mean, if you said that before the campaign, I'd have gladly taken
it. Yeah, I also think the quiet of Eva has been put to bed. For now, at least. Let's talk about the Premier League. My favourite part of the match between Spurs and Liverpool was Igor Tudor going up to a random bald man after the game to congratulate him, not realising it wasn't Arne Slot. But Spurs got out of jail. Liverpool, what were they doing? I mean, they should, after what had happened to Spurs in the previous couple of matches, Liverpool should have annihilated them yesterday.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're familiar with the Dr. Tottenham phenomenon that's been going on this year, that every time a team has had a pretty bad run of form, all you have to do is play Tottenham and suddenly you're right back up on the horse. Liverpool failed that. They didn't quite get the prescription yesterday, 1-1, and it exemplified everything that's wrong with the Premier League right now. And it was a terrible game of football. Absolutely.
Yep. It was really boring.
Dreadful.
Yeah, well, the game prior to it, which we'll talk about in a minute, at least had a couple of goals that were worth commentating on. But this, it was just drudge.
Yeah, and I'm quite glad. I'm looking forward to the next few days of Champions League, because it feels like this is the comeuppance now, like that the Premier League gods made a deal with the devil that, we're going to play just set-piece football and make it very stodgy. And the payoff is now that they're getting absolutely shown up in all the European ties. So 1-1 for Liverpool, kind of dents their Champions League hopes. You'd have to feel that puts a lot of pressure on Arne Slot if he can't get top four this year. You'd Manchester City not quite conceding the title race just yet, Pep Guardiola, but it certainly seems like it's probably too insurmountable a gap now between Arsenal, 9 points after they were 2-0 winners at Everton. So it feels like it's not quite done and dusted. The relegation battle is really interesting.
But I mean, we might say that this was a valuable point for Spurs. Now, Spurs fans won't want to hear that, but you know, every point they put on the board between now and 8 weeks' time is going to be really important for them.
And no one has taken advantage down at the bottom of the table. Like Leeds and Crystal Palace drew yesterday, Nottingham Forest drew at Fulham, even West Ham, a point better off after the draw against City, but no one has quite taken it and really put themselves out of that picture. So it's still finally balanced at the bottom of the table there.
Man United, we have to mention them, doing very well. Aston Villa and Man United, whoever won the match was going to secure third place in the table. 3-1 in the end, good solid performance in part from United, not always brilliant, but Villa would be really annoyed coming away from that game that they couldn't put more up to Michael Carrick's team.
Absolutely, and it's very hard to kind of call a team like being in free fall when they're not actually slipping down the table all that much, because, as we said, Liverpool and even Chelsea aren't really holding up their end of the bargain and taking advantage. But it started to fall away for Villa. Now, United have been so good since Carrick came in, and there's a real injection of positivity around Old Trafford all of a sudden. And, full-time maybe given the permanent deal. They're not quite at that point yet. I think people are still holding off and having the Solskjaer trauma still hanging around the place. But it's hard to see why you would get rid of him after what he's done to that squad and how they just seem like a different team again.
League of Ireland, plenty of action tonight. Big Dublin derby, actually. Shells versus Bows. Shane Coleman will be hightailing it from this studio, I suspect.
Indeed. Yeah. And Bows have made an incredible start. I was at the Aviva game against St. Pat's and I thought, oh no, is this going to be what we're served up this year? That was a pretty tough affair. But Bows have never looked back. I think it's 6 wins or 5 wins on the trot now. This could really propel them into superstardom and put them right in the title race this year. Defending champions Shamrock Rovers going to Drogheda tonight. Second place, St. Patrick's Athletic, will look to really punish Derry City for their abject form so far. It's going to be a great night.
Okay, well, we'll watch that with interest. Plenty of action all on off the ball later as well. You'll hear all the details of it after 7 o'clock. This is the Clare Byrne Show.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.